This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several times, we have been studying the marvelous study from the Word of God about the love of God. And in particular, we're talking about the qualities of God's love. Thus far, we've pointed out that the love of God is universal. It applies to everybody. God loves everyone. We further pointed out that the love of God is tenacious. It will not let go, no matter what trials and tribulations we encounter. The love of God is protective, as a bird fluttering to protect its young, so God is concerned with protection of us. The love of God is understanding like the love of a father for his little child, whom he realizes does not have maturity. And last time we just had begun with the point that the love of God is a providing love. And we called attention to the closing verses of Psalms 23, in which the psalmist has this to say in describing God as a gracious host: Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And he ends by saying, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, here is a picture in the psalm, and the 23rd psalm gives a picture of God under two figures. First, as a shepherd of a flock of sheep, and then as a host at a gracious banquet. It's almost as if we were watching a play and the curtain comes open and then we see God as the shepherd. The curtain closes and then it opens again and we see God as a gracious host. We see on the stage a great table covered with all kinds of good food. Now this is not to be interpreted to mean that God will simply bless us with food, but rather this stands for all the blessings that God wants us to have. I'm sure that they're listening to my voice at this very moment, many people who believe that there is simply no use in trying to go on. I recall not long ago in preaching in a gospel meeting, a few days after that meeting was over, the local preacher there told me that a man attended the Sunday morning service and that he had said that he had come without any hope at all, that he had come really with a decision in his mind that he's going to kill himself. But in hearing a sermon on the love of God, he decided that there could be something great about his life, and he decided to change his mind and began to study the Bible and listen. And he came to believe in and to love, and he wanted to obey the Lord Jesus Christ and became a Christian, and he did so. And so instead of killing himself and going out into eternity without God and without hope, he now is a child of God living in hope of life everlasting. The love of God is a providing love. It will give you what you really need if you will only listen to Him by listening to His Word. Further, God's love is shown by the fact that He is compared to a shepherd. He carries the sheep out to where they get water and grass and shade, a place to rest. God gives us all that we need in a positive way. And also He protects them from the wolves. And there's a marvelous statement in that passage, I'm sure familiar to all of you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You see, God will be with us in all the perplexities and trials of life, just as a shepherd protecting his sheep. Then we find in the next place that the love of God is compared to the love of a mother. I suppose that all of us would say that if the time came we were ever sent to prison, or if we were in some kind of situation in which we were disgraced, if everybody in the world forsook us, and there came the time that we were coming out of that, if there were anyone at all there to meet us, it would surely be our mother. And so we find in Isaiah chapter 49, a very marvelous passage we'll not have the time to consider today in any detail, but the passage says, Can a mother forget her sucking child? Yea, they may forget, but I, that is God, shall never forget thee. It seems impossible that a mother would forget her child, but we know that some do. But there isn't even the possibility that God will forget you. God loves you. Don't you forget it.